This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a bright, sunny episode of Your Q. No, a Star-Spangled Banner fireworks episode.
Thank you.
Bam! It's happening.
Thank you.
America.
America.
That's Alan Painter.
You know me.
Partner in crime here today.
Yep.
Helping me out.
Hey, we're at the dawn of one of, or I guess in the eve of one of my favorite holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Talking a little bit, Independence Day, 4th of July, America, fireworks, family, everything that we love.
All the good stuff.
Things that make it go boom.
Yeah,
boom.
Eating and everything we enjoy.
Yeah,
so
very exciting.
Do you have any plans this weekend, Shannon?
I do. I'm going to do chores around the ranch because my husband is in Alaska right now, y'all, fishing and having the time of his life with our oldest on a once-of-a-lifetime trip. And so it's my job to keep up with chores. But
well,
I'll make
girl.
Sure to celebrate all the things red, white, and blue on the 4th.
By yourself?
Actually, I'll be up in Portland by then
for
a smidgey.
Hanging out with the family. Good.
Yep, I'll have some family time.
I think we're going to do the local tours and hit all the fun stuff going around in our community and a lot of couch surfing and, you know, just enjoying the weekend. It's going to be a little warm, but...
Recharge.
Hey, the water's going to feel good on these 90-degree days, but be safe out there. But
Drink and drive, y'all. Celebrate responsibly.
Yes, and heavily.
Yeah.
And responsibly.
And responsibly.
So, yeah. And by the way, you know, something came up this week that, you know, I guess it's kind of our failure, our shortcoming. You know, if you're listening to us talk and you say, hey, maybe I ought to talk to them about our insurance. It's Premier Insurance. We've had a few recently that were like, hey, I really want to talk to them about my insurance, but... Where are they? You know, we talk up everybody else's business.
That's true.
And we kind of put ours in the back burner because...
I know.
Well, it's...
Every once in a while, yeah. And this week, we just happened to have a couple people say, I had to call and ask a friend. Where are those guys at that are on the radio?
Yeah, they had to use their phone a friend.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you know, I know others, you know, shows that kind of do their own thing, but I didn't want to be a... 60-minute infomercial for Premier Insurance. You know, it's
well, insurance isn't really exciting stuff.
It really
to most people.
I mean, it's one of those necessary evils. I mean, let's face it. If it wasn't for people, this insurance business wouldn't be any fun at all. But anyway, so it's Premier Insurance, so we're in the phone book. So, or you can do what Shannon always says.
Google it.
So
you'll find us.
So. Looking forward to this weekend and good friends and family and fireworks and all the other...
All kinds of good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All the good stuff.
I don't know if I told you, I rescued a fawn this morning. Were you at the office?
You did.
Yeah, poor little thing. A little bitty fawn tried to jump the fence, and he was a little bit short, so he got his leg all tangled up in the fence. And my neighbor called me, ran home. The poor little guy was just hanging by one foot, you know, upside down. But we did a search and rescue, but that's not something you see every day, you know.
Thank goodness.
A fawn hanging from your fence. But
yeah, well, thank goodness it's not every day.
Be careful because these fawns right now, they're stupid.
And they're so tiny, and they're taught to be silent and quiet.
And they panic, and they run for their mom, even if there's a car coming. So be real careful. I mean, ironically, I almost hit one on my way home to rescue this other one because they wanted to be with mom, and mom was on the other side of the street. So especially on your rural roads, back it off 10 miles an hour and slow down and give yourself time to hit, you know, not right, hit these little things. So,
yeah. Do we
have some company here today?
We do. Which
an old familiar face
is going to go with our theme of Star Spangled Banner and excitement.
Yeah, that's kind of our theme every week.
I don't know. We kind of are.
We don't have
the
fireworks. You know, we got everything. Everything but the fireworks. We got the America, freedom, yep. God, guns, glory, all those fun things.
Well, today with us is Onika Savage from Wade, they call it, which is Winston Area Independence Day group, and so she's here to talk about all the exciting stuff that you work on year-round to just culminate.
You talk about pressure.
Oh, my gosh. They do so much. Oh. So, Onika, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure to come and talk. And
well, we definitely want to help promote your events because I see all year long that you guys are accepting cans for bottle drop and you're going here and you're doing that. I mean, it's a 365 that you're working on this to give our community and our county and Winston a spectacular show. And that's a lot of elbow grease that goes into that. So very appreciative and Amen. Very happy to have you here to give you this opportunity to promote it. So I know there's a lot going on that day. So can we maybe start with the chronologically, like the first thing that's going to kick it off for us?
So 11 o'clock is the parade. Saturday the 1st. 11 o'clock starting at Winston Now and Then Antique Mall, and we'll progress down past the fire station onto Thompson and end at Riverbend Park. From there, we will have all of the trophy awards for parade entries issued out, I would guess about 12:30. Depending on when we get the results from the judges. 1 o'clock, we will have a performance by DC Cheer. 2 o'clock, we will have performances by the Winston Martial Arts Studio, and I can't wait to see that. 4 o'clock, Aulani Hula Halau will be performing, and I'm also part of that group, so you'll get yes. to see me dance as well. And my little girl, that's 3 years old.
Oh, fun.
Yep, following in mommy's footsteps. We will have Velvet Whiskey playing at 6:30, and they will play until it's time for us to do our color guard and national anthem and announcements prior to Virgil Osborne being there to set off our fireworks.
Well, wait
and that'll
go,
be at
Virgil.
10 o'clock.
I hope he doesn't shoot off something. Virgil could lose a finger or something there, but...
Oh, he's going to kill me.
We love
hears
Virgil.
This. We love Virgil. So all the performances, those are all on the stage in the park, correct?
That is correct.
So people can just come follow the parade down there afterwards and hang out for a whole day.
Yep. Go and get your shave ice from Vailani, eat at Matt and Mitty's, get a baked potato, stop by and play some cornhole with the Winston police officers, hit a couple of balls at the target for the dunk tank. Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff going
Lots
on
of stuff
in
going
between
on.
Everything. So plenty to do in between the shows.
Plenty to do. We've gotten a few social service agencies to sign up to come out and provide resources for families and children and provide like a little activity. So that's been a bonus to this year, a nice little addition to just have things out there for the community to be able to catch a hold of and maybe some resources that they didn't have before.
That is really cool, though, that those folks are willing to give up their family day to come out and serve our community. So greatly appreciated if you're listening.
Absolutely,
amazing sacrifice.
Especially on a, you know, an extended holiday like that, where that's really precious time where we get few yeah. of those extended weekends, you know, with holidays to...
Me and you aren't working over the 4 days, I tell you that much, are we?
Well, no, because, I mean, really, us working on the 4th of July, that's not going to happen.
That's what I'm... And then like, the day before? Yeah.
No. It's... So we're recharging our batteries, too.
So...
Well, actually, you might be out mowing.
Yeah, and that shaved ice, so...
Yeah, shaved ice, so where's that?
Folks, I've got to tell you.
Best stuff ever.
If you've never had this Wailani and whatever it is, shaved
Wailani.
I don't do foreign languages. It was absolutely blew my mind. This isn't just a snow cone. This is unbelievable, and you've got to try it. So that alone is worth the trip out to Winston.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a question. I know you guys always set your goals and you have your thermometers and what you're going to raise. And it's crazy with everything going up. So that translates into how many minutes the fireworks show will be. So what are we looking at this year from Winston?
So this year we went with a different pyrotech. Previously, we've been with Western Display Fireworks, and we are using some of the Camas Valley crew along with Larry Linton. So it's not a half-hour show. It's just under 15 minutes. And the bonus is there's not going to be very many gaps between mortars and explosions. There is going to be just a lot of
continual flow.
A lot of continual flow.
Kind of like a 15-minute grand finale.
Yeah. That's we enjoyed with our first show, it was just they didn't miss a beat. With a half hour, we noticed that there were a lot of gaps. So we wanted to shorten it down a little bit. And we're experimenting with this new pyrotech to.
Well, especially that, you know, after a long day and you're starting everything winding down, it's like, let's get that big cherry on the top, get in, get out, you know, get it done. And, you know, the kids are starting to get really tired. So I think it's a better idea. Let her rip.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Let it fly. Light them all at once.
Let it be grand.
Yeah.
It should be grand.
And the rockets red glare.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I do. I'd shoot them all at one time. Bam! You know,
a lot of people, because of the fire hazards, are starting to do drone shows instead of that. And I just don't know if I get...
What shows?
They use drones for their fireworks shows.
Drums?
Drones. Like... Drones.
Oh, the light things, drones.
Yeah, but they tried to do a firework thing out of it, but it's with drones.
Well, that's kind of cool. I have seen that on YouTube or something.
It's cool, but not for the force.
No, like, it's an addition to. It's not a replacement
boom, boom,
of. Yeah, no, we got to have fireworks.
I really like those shows, but do that in Vegas for any other event or do it for something else. But for 4th of July, you need the boom, boom, pow.
Absolutely. And, you know, and then, you know, whenever they had it in Roseburg, it's kind of a tradition. We have our fireworks and the hill catches on fire. And that's all part of it, you know.
That was a one-time thing. Poor Rob. I don't think he'll ever live that
never
down.
Never down.
Well, see, I remember, you know, that area, when they were at the fairgrounds, you'd see the mountain glowing over there.
Across the river, yeah. Where people are sitting watching.
Yeah, it's all part of the fun.
We called it the cheap seats.
Yeah, we got great firefighters. They knock it down.
You might catch on fire, yeah. Well, I actually want to kind of touch off on that subject a little bit, no pun intended, but we talked about that. It's like if every single community had their fireworks on the same day, that could create a problem for responders. And so I think that's an excellent point that you brought up before the show, that that's a good reason to spread them out and do them on different days as well.
We do. We're very cognizant of our emergency response personnel and police. And, you know, the fact that an event like this, you've got guys that are scheduled to work that day, taking time away from their families and additional overtime. So we just want to impact the community in a positive way and not pull all these emergency responders away and being obligated to several events all at the same time on the same day.
Well, and let's have a big four-day party. You know,
why not?
Yeah, let's not compete. Let's just all celebrate different times, and we can just have an American overboard.
It could be like a Douglas County block party or progressive party, where you go from one place to the next to the next.
Absolutely,
like, why not?
You can never overdose on American celebration. So
yeah. Oh. Fireworks, love them.
America.
Boom. It's already that time. So, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back to talk more about all the exciting things going on this celebratory weekend.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter.
And you're listening to Your Q, where, as always, we celebrate, uplift, and educate, and we're celebrating like crazy today. Right?
Absolutely.
And tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
Yep.
Those days.
Yep.
From here till the 5th. And then after that, we just do it with less pizzazz. So in the studio with us, we have Onika Savage with Wade, where Winston Area Independence Day parade and celebration and fireworks and all of that. So
food.
Food, yeah.
Food.
So let's talk about some people that you have coming and some vendors.
Some of the vendors, gosh, I think we have somewhere between 40 and 45 vendors. I can be off a little bit. Christy McGree, she's a vendor at the Winston Now and Then Antique Mall, but she is our vendor coordinator for this event, a very valued board member on our committee. We've got Vailani Shea Vice, of course, Louie's Redneck Dogs, Relish Dogs, Matt and Mitty's, which if you've ever had their sandwiches, they make some pretty interesting, like blackberry.
That's a new one to me.
They incorporate like blackberry jelly with meat in their sandwiches. It's divine.
Wow. Oh.
It is. You've got to try it. It's very unique and eccentric and just mouthwatering.
Oh.
Mouthwatering.
Well, she sold me on that.
We've got cotton candy. We've got baked potatoes. We've got some Mexican food. We've got Zhang cuisine.
And all of this will be at the park?
At the park.
Okay.
Yep.
Weight Watchers. Holy smokes, I put on 20 pounds already.
No calories on celebratory events.
The Mellon Festival Committee will also be vending out of their concession stand, so mm-hmm. making some of their specialty things. I don't think they're doing their special corn dogs, but they are selling ice cream, which will be great and just in time for some of the heat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Some of our other vendors that are going to be out there are Tia T's, Kim's Closet. I'm sorry, I don't know all of them off the top of my head.
We've got 40. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty happy you got what you did.
So there's going to be like places to shop, places to do activities,
mm-hmm.
food vendors.
Yep.
What about spirits?
Beer.
That's where I'm getting.
So we have not ventured into that realm.
Oh,
however, cool. Wander Winston, Walk on the Wild Side will be holding their event simultaneously at Wayside Park.
There you go.
Yes. So you can
all kinds of stuff to do.
So it really is going to be a big spread out.
All inclusive.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's a big day in Winston.
Yeah, so don't be misled by these gaps on what's on stage. Sounds like there'll be something all day long going on.
All day.
Oh.
Yeah, and if you're interested in what we just talked about, the Walk on the Wild Side, you can go to the Wander Winston page or the City of Winston, and it'll connect you to that. And there, I know I was just looking at it Monday. They have raffle tickets you can buy online for certain prizes.
That's what I'm talking about.
And some of them did not have so many tickets in it the other day. So I told Katie I was going to shout it out on here. So,
well, don't do that. Let's just buy tickets.
I actually did buy tickets. That's what I was telling Onika. It's like, I usually don't because I feel bad being on the radio. I don't want to win. But
I don't.
Yeah, Alan, he has no shame. So, but I did this time because I'm like, well, I'm just not going to let him not raise money either. So, yeah, go out, buy some raffle tickets, and go to the park and spend some money at the vendors. It keeps them coming back year after year. And
yes, it does.
And you get to see a snippet of what they have in their brick and mortar stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going online right now, people, so don't buy any tickets. I'm going to go buy them all.
Yeah, there's a golf package on there. Like, you need that. But.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder, we have a couple of things that we'll be raffling off as well. One of them is a stay at the Three Rivers Casino with two rounds of golf and your option for a golf cart or a food voucher. So we'll be selling raffle tickets for those.
And that'll be at the park. Everything
that'll be
that
at
you're
the park.
Doing is pretty exclusive at the park.
Yep.
After the parade,
yep.
Correct?
Okay. We have a guided fishing trip with Real Mellow Fishing that's been donated. And so we're selling raffle tickets for that as well.
Joe's a great guy.
Way to
he's
step
amazing.
Up, Joe. Way
yep.
to step up. And he's a veteran, so
mm-hmm.
he's all about God Bless America. So thank you, Joe, for that, for stepping up. So I know events like this, also, without your board, without the man hours and all of that, it does take sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the can money can only go so far. So let's give a shout out to some of those people that have been really supportive.
We have just a wonderful supportive community. But two of our biggest sponsors, each donating $2,500, North River Jet Boats. They really surprised me with that amount because I didn't ask for a specific amount. They came up with that on their own. And Roseburg Forest Products.
Pretty That's cool. Awesome.
Amazing people. And so I'm really counting on Roseburg Forest Products to be part of the parade on Saturday and folks from North River Jet Boats as well. Hoping to see some of those folks out there. We have local businesses like Valley Drugs, which they just moved locations. So they have their brand new building.
Brand new, beautiful building.
They've been generous. Seven Feathers, as always, they've supported us from day one. Places like Mountain Mike's, they donate coupons, vouchers, gift certificates for us to auction off. Banner Bank, Northwest Community Credit Union. Winston Now and Then Antique Mall, Geyer Construction, Umpqua Dairy, Freed Estate Winery, Red Barn Dispensary, Wildlife Safari, Tia Tees, Convey Keystone, Abacella, DeSipa, Oregon Door.
Automotive, we know and love them.
Yeah, we've got just a huge support. McGovern Metals. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've got
and do
just.
Do you have this? I know that you are super good about every time you get a new sponsor, you do your little fireworks burst of thank you for your support, which I love. I follow. And then I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Way to go, you know, whichever company it is. And so people should really check out your Facebook page to get a full list and to see, because I always am a firm believer, it's like whoever's donating into our community or you know, has that giving spirit towards community events such as this, we should also honor that back with small locally owned and operated businesses. So what's your Facebook page? How can people find you on Facebook? And
Winston Area Independence Day -Wade.
And I'm looking on their website, and it's really fantastic, and because they're actually giving away some tequila. So,
oh nope, you're on the Walk on the Wild Side page. Wrong page.
No tequila here. No tequila here.
So don't get him confused. He's looking on the Walk for Wild Side, and yes, there is some on that one.
Yeah. We know what Alan's looking forward to.
Well, he's just like, boy, talk about spirits.
All sorts of fun out there. It is amazing everything that's happening in Winston. As you know,
I was talking about that with Onika before the show. I was telling her that you and I have been saying, man, it seems like we have a bunch going on in Winston and a bunch going on in Sutherland. And the show's kind of been really full with things that are coming out from those surrounding outlying areas.
Yeah, our neighbors are stepping up and making a little statement and saying, okay, Roseburg, what do you all got on tap?
And they do. I mean, we're having fireworks this year, so that's good. I mean, you know, COVID kind of killed a lot of things for some people, hard to kickstart it for some. But I'm glad that we're going to have multiple options. Yep. You looked up Riddle's having it on. Is it on the 4th as well?
It's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
Yep. But the races is going to be on the 4th. So you can go, you know, park across the river. Or it's amazing because my house is up across from the fairgrounds up on the mountain. People get pretty ingenious of how places you park. We've even had them pulled in our driveway before, but... you know, embrace it, you know, you know, so let, you know, if you live in that areas, just embrace the people and just welcome them in and let everybody just have a good time. But, you know, the one thing I have to say is this isn't a Winston thing. It's not a Sutherland thing when they have their events. This is a Douglas County thing. And so get out there and enjoy it, because all these folks are working hard, not just for the folks in Winston. They're doing it for the people in Roseburg, Sutherland, Yoncalla, Myrtle Creek, and you know, bring us all together as one big Douglas County family. So that, to me, is the number one thing about the 4th of July. It brings together families, and families is more than just blood. So, you know, time and time again, we've showed what an incredible, incredible family we have in here in Douglas County. So this is our time to, you know, let her rip and kick up our heels a little bit.
You know.
What?
Today, because I was thinking about there's.
Are you
We
are you crying after that wonderful speech?
Was actually really good. Very good. I'm impressed. But if you think about it, community ends with unity, and it's like we're so divided right now. Like, let's stop, come together, have fireworks, and focus on the unity in the community.
And that's really us. And you know, no matter what happens, we may squabble amongst ourselves because we're family. but nobody else better mess with us.
That's true.
You know, you smack your own brother or sister around, but nobody else can do it. And that's kind of the way we are here. We got each other's back.
Got each other's back. So I do have a question for you, Anika. Do you guys wear, like, would somebody be able to know that you're a volunteer with the organization on the 4th? You'll be wearing those amazing blue shirts.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that if anybody sees the blue shirts that say WAID for Winston Area Independence Day,
yeah, big
go up
shiny
and say
fireworks.
Thank you.
There's only six of us, so we're easy to find.
Yeah, say thank you. If somebody's helping with the parking lot, getting in and out, tell them they're doing a great job, because you know there's a couple of other people that have told them otherwise. So be kind, be respectful, and be appreciative for the fact that these people are working all year round to pull off a whole day of events and celebratory fireworks.
Yep. Quick question. So you say it's a year-round project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And six people. Are you looking for volunteers?
Always.
So if you go out there and you enjoy the show, you enjoy the day and want to give back a little, find one of these people in blue shirts. Because as good as it is with six, what could it be with 12 or 20 or 30? So, you know, it's a great event to give back. And, you know, I like these kind of things because you get to see immediately the impact when you look into a child's face in the middle of those fireworks. So step up and be part of the solution.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alan, we don't just do the fireworks. We have other events that we partake in. And the end of the year, we do a community Christmas. And so we'll have Santa Claus and treats and gifts for kids.
How cool
and
is
raffles
that?
And giveaways. And it's free to the community, just like the Independence Day celebration is. And it's just to bring the community together, unify.
Well, yeah.
So definitely find one of the staff out there and give a little bit of your time, and let's make these events over the top.
Yeah. I think you guys do a great job.
Amazing. I mean, when you said six, it blew me away. How can six people accomplish this? Pretty amazing.
Coming on today. No, you're fine. You're fine. I just wanted to say thank you for coming on today. We're already to that time for a break. It goes by so fast.
It does.
We appreciate all your efforts. Tell your
Amen.
Team thank you. And look forward to being out there and being involved with it.
So. Come and meet us. Come and dunk me.
Yeah.
The challenge
has been issued. All right, everybody. We'll be back with the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, in just a few moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, and it's that time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
The big guy.
The big guy and the crew out on Diamond Lake Boulevard.
Well,
sponsoring this segment.
You know, what a perfect segue. I mean, here we are, Independence, 4th of July, and what's more American than stepping up and taking the chance of starting your own business. So I was really excited to have our guest today. And,
yes.
You know, the courage it takes, it's a lot to start your own business. So I was really, really excited to talk to these gentlemen here.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce these gentlemen that we
Please
keep referring
do.
To as gentlemen.
And easy on the gentlemen. I'm not sure they're real gentlemen. You know,
I'm pretty sure.
They look rolling in the mud.
We'll find out.
Guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, so we want to say welcome to Jacob Zink and Trenton Morrow from C-Stack Graphics. So welcome, gentlemen.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Us,
yeah. So our listeners kind of always want to know the behind-the-scenes story. Yeah. So how did this start? How did you guys become a team at C-Stack Graphics?
Kind of on a whim. Jacob and I worked alongside each other at another business that I helped start, Hallman Woodworks, LLC. For years, Jacob and I worked alongside each other as woodworkers and was good buddies in general. We started talking about kind of other kind of things we'd like to be filling our time with, hobby-wise, right? That's always how it starts. And we had a good buddy of ours, Lenny, from Vital Signs Northwest. A lot of other local business owners might be familiar with him and his work and his team and what they've accomplished in Roseburg over the time they were here. And they were just preparing to move to Texas to alleviate some shipping fees and stuff like that they get from the West Coast. Hoping to go central was kind of the whole deal. So with the intention of keeping his business in mind, half of his equipment is really hard to transport, and it's so expensive to keep these sensitive printing equipment pieces all like together and working fine, and everything is more expensive to just ship them than it was to just buy them new. So he was looking
in the area for
somebody to maybe pick up some of the pieces, and we just kind of had mentioned, or Jacob really mentioned.
We just fell into it because I was just looking for a machine to print t-shirts on my own, just as a like a gag gifts for people or stuff like that. And then he's like, if you guys offer me enough money, the business is yours. And we talked and we're like, what's a number?
Exactly. That's a tough question.
And he gave us a number, and we looked at each other. We're
smoking
like,
hot deal.
All right, let's do it.
We would have been foolish not to take it up, honestly. Yeah. But he was also a good friend. I worked alongside him oftentimes doing some laser engraving for him time and time again. And I love what he does and like the kind of attention to detail he's able to have with his equipment. So we were not completely unfamiliar with the entirety of his business, but a lot of new aspects, like different types of printing methods, embroidery, things that I'd personally never touched, but Jacob has had some experience with here and there.
Oh, that's cool. So you'd be bringing a little bit to the business.
It was, we brought just enough to convince ourselves this was a good idea.
Yeah, we could do this.
Oh, my goodness.
Just enough to get yourself in trouble.
No, I understand that. I understand. It's like nobody told me that you couldn't just go out and start an insurance agency, thankfully. And you know, with the good Lord's help, we got her done.
So. Excellent.
So how long has it been?
Yeah.
Literally a year of a couple of weeks ago.
It's been 1 year as of June 6th.
Yeah, that's about right.
And partnership, you haven't killed each other.
Obviously. Yeah, no, that's going great.
Better friends than we were when we started. So.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and they're smiling, so I think business must be doing okay.
It's going. It's we've had ups and downs because we bought into it around the time, the season, I should say, where most custom apparel and embroidery and that kind of thing kind of dies down on a local level. A lot of businesses kind of start clamming up for the winter season. They've already got their gear. They don't need anything new from us. And it's also transitionary period. Everyone thinks Lenny's leaving, so no more Vital Signs. We'll go somewhere else. But then Lenny sent out a blast email to all of his old clients saying, hey, these guys are in town. They're using the exact same equipment that we did. I trust them. They've got the same kind of attention to detail that I have. And obviously, we'd appreciate it if you guys would show them some love. And a lot of them did. Mm-hmm. It was enough to kind of float us through the winter months, kind of full time between himself and myself. And it only just recently started picking up like crazy. Spring season apparently is a hot time for people to be buying apparel. New summer clothing coming out to, you know, match your branding to like the season and the temperature. So we were able to kind of get more and more as we're kind of slowly building a local reputation. Doesn't help that we haven't done any advertising, really. All word of mouth.
So it's expensive.
It can be.
This is exactly why we started the Business Buzz, to highlight, you know, businesses like yours that just need a step. So, so what kind of stuff do we make? I mean,
I'm looking at this cool hat he's got on his
I know,
head.
and if I remember correctly, you guys do some work for Carlos, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We've done a number of things from Quest Survival. Basically, anything that we make for them, they sell. So I can say that it's more
hats.
Their brand than our work, for sure. But the hats were a big one for Carlos. I mean,
they're amazing.
They're always up for new ideas. They like to try new things, and we like to give them whatever we can as far as like good deals or like try something new. If he's willing to be flexible with us, and we can kind of push our limits with our understanding of the technology, and things are always changing too, right? There's always new things coming out in our particular market, but they stay ahead of it enough that we can always send them something interesting, and they're willing to try it out. So
it is pretty cool because Shannon. He gets to hear me frequently rant about Carlos's hats. They are so freaking cool.
We actually do. He comes in and I'm like, is that a new one? He's like, I'm already sold out.
That's about right.
So now, I'm sorry, Carlos, we're going straight to the source.
So we work with laser engraving. So like the hat Jacob's wearing currently is just like a 5.5 ounce genuine leather patch. We laser engrave it, and then we have a single post stitching machine that Jacob is able to masterfully stitch down a any custom shape onto the hat itself. So we've got a nice aggressive bond between the patch and the hat. It will last longer than the hat likely will, depending on how much you sweat, I suppose.
Yeah.
And we do a number of embroidery items, whether that be hats or, you know, backpacks, jackets, you name it. If we can put it on the machine, we can embroider it. We work with printing of all different types. Some things we do more consistently than others. Right now, our probably most popular form is a direct-to-garment printing. Yeah. Jacob's wearing an example of the shirt right here. We can get full-color prints.
That's cool.
It's not like traditional screen printing, where you're limited by what screen you have and the different colors you can get to pass through the screen. Therefore, color changes and stuff like that. We're able to print gradients, full-color palettes, no problems, and in like minutes on this machine. The texture comes out like clean. It's ink bonded directly to the surface. It feels really good. It wears really well, and everyone seems to love it. So we've been doing a ton of that lately.
Are you doing more commercial for like businesses, or if somebody comes in and wants, say they're going to Disneyland, you know, that's the rage now. They always got to get
family
all their
shirts.
T-shirts.
Got to have
get
all the pack together.
So primarily right now we're focusing on the business to business.
So us.
Yeah, we just talked about that, actually.
So we can get some premier shirts made and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mostly business to business because at the end of the day, we're a production shop.
Yeah.
Lenny was in that field when we bought into the business, and it's kind of the model that he ingrained into us with our crash course we took with him for the 2 weeks we had him before he took off.
Oh,
to
my
Texas.
Gosh, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. It was us working full time at the wood shop, and then we'd spend like from 5 o'clock to 9 or 10 at night with him. And his wife,
while they're
packing their house and all their belongings, and they're trying to get out of town, we made him give us every possible bit of information he could on all the equipment, all of his techniques. He gave us more information we could ever have asked for between accounts and helping us get contacts with all of our different subcontractors and stuff like that we have to utilize for outsourcing certain things. He was built around a production shop, so we keep a similar kind of vibe where we're going for minimum quantities of about 24 items a piece right now. We've had to bump that up the past month or two alone. Turns out there's a lot of people locally that want printed goods, and we can't keep up with everybody, so we're
having to
kind of tighten it up a little bit, which has been fun to like learn that there's actually a need for this. Because when you think that there's plenty of print shops in Roseburg, where I grew up using a lot of them with school and family stuff and everything, and now we're part of that mix. We're trying to come at it from a specific angle, being more digital based products, and we're aiming to go online pretty soon as well and have more options for people to use us locally and online to purchase products. A lot of it's also just down to how much the local businesses are willing to try new things. For instance, we're about to launch a couple of online portals where people can go to, say, your favorite brewery, and they want to be a part of their membership club. You can use like a QR code and go to one of our websites we're having set up by a buddy of ours to like fill out all your info. It'll spit out an invoice for us. We create your product for you manually and bring it to you. And that kind of detachment from the usual of like handwritten documentation and hopefully it gets in the right hands and hopefully it's in a suitable amount of time, all that kind of stuff. We're trying to step over all that, go a little bit more of the next generation as far as like easy access purchasing and production. I'm trying to bring that to the local businesses where they can hopefully thrive using it.
So you've told us so much that you can do and are learning to do and are doing currently. So how can people find you? How can people locate your business?
Google it.
Besides Google, that's my line.
Yeah, we've recently moved. So we were utilizing Lenny's previous space out in Winston. He was Vital Signs was taking up a warehouse area down Cherry Street, and we moved our entire operation actually just down the road from here, at Odell Avenue, just behind the old Tyree Oil. We're currently, because we're in such a disarray from moving, again, I understand why Lenny didn't want to pack some of this stuff. This was not easy. Across town was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Some of these printers are so delicate. They're so delicate. You have to keep them perfectly level. All this kind of stuff. It's not easy. We finally got it all in and had to jump right back into a backlog of work. So we've had no time to clean our space. We're doing our absolute best to keep up with the work, though, that we've got already. But right now, our best options are via email, phone number, and we're trying to keep the door for physical, like, I guess, people walking into the business. Not currently accepting them. it's special cases, but for the most part, just contact us online, social media.
And for
well,
our
when
listeners,
we come back,
I want to clarify.
When we come back, I'm going
to
make sure we give that, because I don't want to do it right now.
S-E-A, stack.
Yeah,
right?
C-Stack.
Yep.
So we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to have you guys give them that phone number and emails and Facebooks and
Morse
all those
code,
good things.
Whatever.
More to come with the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, here on News Radio and KQEN 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And we held the guys over for just a minute because I want to make sure that we get out the best way to contact them and how it's going to work for them right now, because they're like busy, busy little bees. So, guys, what's the best way for somebody to reach out and maybe ask you for a quote for something in the future?
Right. So currently, I guess our best way to get a hold of us really is through our business line, which would be the phone number 541-203-0170. And that'll either text or you can call me. It's a Google line, so I can usually get back to you as quickly as I possibly can. But that allows us to at least have a conversation, talk about what your expectations are, if you need to set up a certain time. We've been relatively flexible with being able to come to your business, for instance. If you've got a place for us to meet, it's almost easier for us to go to you than for you to come to us and deal with our messy.
The unpacking.
That service, though. Yeah, that service, going out to visit with their customers where they live.
Yeah.
We have an email address as well that we utilize for a lot of these things, which would be cstack.graphics. Mail at cstack.graphics. Thank you. It's a... relatively newer type of URL usage. A lot of people will put a .com at the end of it. That's mm-hmm. not how you do it. You will not get a hold of us that way. Mail, M-A-I-L, at cstack, S-E-A-S-T-A-C-K, .graphics, with an S. You can email us. We'll get back to you as soon
Facebook
as you possibly
Messenger.
Can. Facebook Messenger, Instagram. We're on both of those platforms as cstack graphics. Those ones are almost easier to get a hold of because we get a lot of pings from photo usage and everything. We're frequently on social media, so that's an easy one.
Well, I just want to, like Alan said, it's a very scary thing to go out and start your own business and basically take that leap of faith. So we're excited to see what the future brings for C-Stack Graphics, and we'll definitely be watching.
Absolutely. Awesome. Welcome to the Douglas County business community. We're glad to have you part of the family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they are gentlemen. So
they were.
Oh,
they
go.
Do.
Yes.
They
nice
clean
gentlemen.
Up, you know, they do make me look kind of bad, don't
going
they?
Going out on a limb.
They do. I mean, I'm going to have to clean up my act. We keep getting guests like this in the studio.
Oh, just nice guys.
Don't overdo it.
So, speaking of their stuff out at Umpqua Survival, you know, if you go out to Umpqua Survival, check out all the good, wonderful things and the items the guys are creating at C-Stack Graphics for them. The awesome hats. Put your name in the drawing for the year queue, and we pull one out, and there's a winner every week.
Did you pull one out?
Yeah, the guys did for me today. They're so awesome. So I may not say this name right.
Oh, you know, you say starting to say that every week.
Well, I'm really kind of, yeah.
Does
everybody,
it, you need to go see
John
the eye doctor.
Smith. Oh, I just don't know. And I do not like mispronouncing people's names. But
I apologize for everything that's going to happen.
So Sam.
Sam. Oh, you know, that wasn't that difficult. You did good. Say
it
slow.
Last name.
Sam.
So I'm just going to leave it at Sam. Forget it. Because you know what, Sam? I'm calling you, and nobody else needs to know who you are. But I believe it's Hango. So, Sam, H-A-N-G-O, you're the winner.
And Hango was his name, oh.
And you can have a hat or whatever you want for $25 at Umpqua Survival. So
we're down payment on a new firearm?
All kind. Yeah, that's a small down payment, but yeah, we'll get you there. Next week on the show, we need to let everybody know we have Terry Brock will be here with the Sutherland Showdown.
Get ready, folks. It's getting close.
That's going to be barbecues and cornhole and brews and beers and flat out all things.
Barbecue.
All the things that you love.
Barbecue a full gator out there. How cool
full
is that?
Gator. It's going to be amazing.
I want to see him try to catch that sucker before they put him on the grill.
I don't. That's funny. And as always, it's the first Thursday of every month. So the big guy, Carlos from Umpqua Survival, will
big
be in
dog.
Here telling us all the cool things. But we know that July is Ride for 22 month. And so we know he's going to be coming in the studio telling us about something awesome.
Absolutely.
So watch their website, watch their vlog, their newsletter, and all of that, because I think he might be giving y'all a sneak peek real, real soon. So you might get a little bit of information before the radio show if you are on their social media. So go out and get on Umpqua social
media. And definitely, and sign up for his newsletter, because I mentioned before, it is awesome, it is informational, and it keeps you up to date, you know, especially in this anti-gun wacko climate we are facing, you know. So you want to stay up on the news of what right we're having ripped from our claws this week.
Oh, but goodness. We almost made it through.
You know, it's a darn good thing we only got a minute 40 seconds. We don't have time for me to get up on my soapbox.
Well, August 5th, they want to make sure we let people know they are having their suppressor range takeover at South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club.
And put that on the calendar. That is going to be cool.
So that's going to be, kind of awesome.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew. So, actually, you can't hear it if it has a suppressor, right?
Yep, it was really quiet.
Okay.
Pew, pew, pew.
Anyway, we're in a mood today. Guys, thank you so much for coming. Thanks so much for making awesome hats for Umpqua Survival. Keep them coming. And it's that time. So until next week, where we're talking barbecues, bullets, and booze, probably.
Let's rock the fourth now, people. It's almost Friday.
You know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
And God bless.
God bless America. Because it's 4th of July.
Get her done.
All right. We're out. Until next week. Take care, Douglas County. This is your cue, signing off.